Well, today we're going to visit with some of the FFA members at CAM High School. This is National FFA Week, and we wanted to visit with a couple of members of the FFA, a couple of the lady leaders in FFA here at CAM, Shelby Stevenson and Madeline Sterick with us. Tell me your folks. Who are your folks?
My parents are Corey and Tammy Stevenson.
Okay. And Madeline, what about you? Your folks?
Doug and Ellie Sterick.
Okay. Are they very supportive? Were they pushing you toward FFA, or is this a decision that you made?
It was kind of both. My dad was really involved in FFA when he was in high school, and he was in 4-H also. But I kind of wanted to do it just to get more involved with school instead of just sports.
Okay. Shelby, what about you? Same thing?
Yeah, pretty much. My dad and, like, his siblings, they were very involved in FFA, and we used to hold the test plot for the chapter, but some reason we just didn't hold it anymore. But it was basically my parents said, you know, you need to do it. And I was really happy that I did join.
Did you have to think about it a lot? Was it pretty much a slam dunk that you knew you were going to do that?
Oh, I pretty much already knew I was going to do it.
What makes FFA so different for you? Why is it a must do for you in high school?
Just probably because, like, I don't know, I'm really like this stuff. I really enjoy doing it. Like, my parents, they really enjoyed doing it, and they just wanted me to get involved.
Okay, very good. Madeline, how about you?
Again, with the sports thing, I like doing something that's not just sports. It's really fun, and it's a great way to get everyone involved in something.
We've talked with some other schools and folks involved in FFA there, too. And one of the things we always stress is that FFA is a little bit unique in the fact that it's really student-run. You guys make a lot of your own decisions on how you're going to operate and those kinds of things with an advisor doing just that, kind of advising. Is that a good system for you, Madeline? Do you enjoy being in leadership that way?
I do, because a lot of the things students don't have control of, and just this is one of the things that you can control and everyone can get involved in some way.
You bet. I mentioned you're in leadership. What is your position?
I'm the treasurer, so I handle, like, the money and stuff.
All right. She's got the cash box. Shelby, what about you?
I am the vice president of the chapter.
Okay. What about the leadership part for you, too? Do you enjoy the fact that you get to kind of, well, almost kind of drive your own curriculum?
Yeah, I do. I like how we're held accountable for everything that we do, and it just helps show that, like, we can help run stuff like this, too.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Accountability. That's a good way to put it there. Talk a little bit about some of your accomplishments, Shelby. What's the coolest thing you've been able to accomplish through FFA?
So I show sheep, and I really enjoy showing sheep, and I've had the opportunity of winning the whole show 2 years, and last year I was a qualifier for the shootout.
Very good. That takes a lot of work. That's not something you just show up for and compete one day.
Oh, yeah. It takes all summer long. And even before that, helping prepare the lambs, like when we're having them, and all the way, you know, from their babies till all the way to a show them.
Do you get a lot of assistance then through Haley, the FFA program then, in preparing this way?
Oh, yeah. They help support you. They help, like, get everything ready, either from the vets, you know. They help guide you through it. And so do my parents.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of parental help there, too. You need that support. Madeline, how about you? What's the best thing you've been able to accomplish through FFA?
Well, I'm not as cool as Shelby with sheep and animals, but I've got to meet a lot of cool people through the FFA and other officers. Like, when we do officer training and, like, going to state convention, that was pretty cool.
Very good. Madeline, tell me, what's, I don't know if there's such a thing as a typical day in FFA, a typical class, but what's it kind of like? Because it's a little different than your regular coursework, right?
Yeah, we just learn more than, like, normal, like, science, math. We learn about animals, how the environment works, just things like that.
A wide variety of things. What about working with Mrs. Woolham, Shelby? Is that is obviously a good experience for you, but you have kind of sometimes a different relationship with the FFA advisor than maybe you do with, I'm not picking on anybody, but say a math teacher.
Oh, I would say we're definitely closer with her. It's just way easier to talk to her, not just about FFA, but just about everything that we need help with, and she's just always there for us. She's a great advisor.
Is the class atmosphere maybe a little looser than it is other places?
Oh, yeah. We're much more relaxed, but it's always better because, you know, we have a better time when we're in class.
Yeah. What kind of things have you been doing this week to celebrate National FFA Week? Now, I know it's been difficult because you've had a few days off here early in the week with weather, but do you do some special things?
Yeah, we have dress-up days. So, like, today we're supposed to wear our FFA shirts and, like, jeans or something like that. But since the two-hour delay, not a lot of people got notified of that, but, like, tomorrow we'll have them dressed like a farmer, and we have an FFA breakfast tomorrow, so
When you say tomorrow, this is Thursday, you're doing the FFA breakfast. And Madeline, who all comes to that? What's that for?
It is for anyone that wants to come and support the FFA. The students here, they don't have to pay or anything. It's just kind of anyone can show up and eat.
And that's for the public?
Yes.
So this is your way of thanking the public for the help and assistance that they give you through FFA during the year. What type of assistance do you get from the public?
Like donations, or if we have like our banquet, like sponsoring it, or just things that they help us and they support their kids, like parents of FFA members can come and eat, and it just shows their support.
I figured I'd ask the treasurer that question because, you know, she probably sees the support firsthand, right? Shelby, you all see the support, though. Everybody from a first-year member to someone who's involved in leadership, you guys all know the kind of support you get.
Oh, yeah, and it especially helps at the county fair when everyone comes out and shows their support just watching the shows and coming to all the activities that go on in the county fair.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the strength of the CAM FFA? It's a pretty strong chapter.
Oh, yeah. I have to just say how, like, close we are. We usually have a good time. We all decide on pretty much the same things and just try to get along with it.
Now, we were talking before we started the visit here on air today, and I was asking you about, like, conventions and things. You guys haven't had a chance to attend national convention yet, correct? Okay. But have you attended, like, you've done district and state convention, things like that?
I attended state convention last year, and we also participate in, like, contests, like district contests, and we've done pretty well with that. Just attending a lot of those things. We did have a few go to national convention this year, and they said that they had a really good time.
Yeah. Now you want to go.
Yes. I can't, though.
Desperately want to go. Shelby, what about you? Have you had a chance to compete in some of those other activities?
Oh, yeah, I have. I mean, that's just a big part of it. But, I mean, this year I haven't participated in as much because it's pretty busy. But, yeah, it's always great to get involved with that stuff.
Have you met a lot of people through FFA that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise?
Oh, yeah. It's always great to meet new people. And, like, just with whatever you do, like contests or just showing at the county fair, anything, you meet new people every time, which is always a great experience.
Sure. Because sometimes if you go as a group, say from CAM High School, the easy thing to do would be to stay in your own little group and not really branch out much. But do they encourage you to kind of mingle and get to know some other folks?
Yeah, and it's great because I think, personally, FFA people are the nicest people because you have so much in common with everyone and you just like the same things and you can find out what they've done and what their chapter does and they can give you new ideas.
Good. A lot of stuff there. Now, Shelby, you're a senior, correct? You're a junior. Okay, so you have another year of this. Madeline is the senior. Oh, you're just running down the end here. How do you think, when you move on now from CAM, what types of things do you think you got from FFA? What types of skills, activities, whatever? What do you think you're going to carry with you that will make you a better person because of FFA?
Definitely leadership because, again, our chapter's like student run, and you've had a lot of firsthand experience on how to like lead your chapter and learn new ways you can do that.
Okay, very good. Shelby, what about you? Is there anything in FFA that you haven't done yet that you would like to make sure you accomplish in your senior season?
Probably just like promoting it a lot more, like going out, not just at the county fair, not just at the school, but going out to other places and promoting it a lot more to get other kids involved and encourage them to get involved.
And maybe national convention?
Oh, yes, definitely national convention.
Want to get a chance to do that, too. Shelby, give the younger students a sales pitch. Do you guys have to be your own salespeople when it comes to getting the younger CAM students involved when it comes their turn in FFA?
Yeah, we do. We basically just talk about our past experiences and how it's helped us grow as a person, grow as a chapter, and just meet new people.
So, Madeline, you guys actively recruit them?
Yes, we always are looking to encourage new members to join.
Okay, very good. Are you planning to do some things then, projects for the fair this year?
I'm not sure yet.
Not sure yet. Okay, Shelby, about you? I'm sheep, I guess, right?
Definitely sheep. Probably some building projects. I usually take photography up there, and I've been pretty successful with that, so I hope to keep that going too.
Okay. Is that the – a lot of folks, that's when it's visible, CAM and Griswold, Atlantic, all the FFA chapters locally, that's when they're most visible to the public is during County Fair Week. But do you guys make an effort to try to be as visible as you can to your community outside of County Fair?
Oh, yeah. Throughout, like, the summer, we try to do projects with the community. We try to do volunteer work for them, and just anything that they need help with, we try to get involved with, too.
Oh, really? Do you seek out volunteer opportunities, Madeline?
Yes, definitely. It just looks good on the chapter, and it just helps everyone get involved again.
It's a lot easier to ask them for assistance when you need it, too, if you're out there helping them when they need the help, too. Very good. Well, good luck to both of you. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for stopping by and visiting with us a little bit, and I hope you enjoy the rest of National FFA Week. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.